First rain of October here in my little community.
Oh, lightning.
Awesome. I went for a walk earlier. There was a bunch of lightning nearby. It was cool. It reminded me of my dream. I got a little bit scared. I had this dream where lightning struck in front of me, and I don't remember if I grabbed it or not, but I know I wanted to. Then I woke up, and right now when I was on my walk, right now when I was on my walk, let me repeat everything. I went to a dam. There's a place where you can go run. You run along the top of a dam, man-made with rocks, concrete on one side, the other side is like trees and just rocks and dirt apart. It's like a 2 mile stretch, and who knows? Fuck. Next topic. Guys, I'm gonna be talking about world peace. We need to talk about world peace. Why does everybody think it's stupid? We need to figure some shit out. I'm going to oversimplify the subject. Duh. I am going to knock down straw man arguments. Duh. And I am going to make a fool of myself with my ignorance of the world. Duh. But that will not stop me from recording this fucking podcast. So here you go, talking about world peace. People see it as a fairy tale. They think it's impossible to get something like world peace in the real world because the real world's complicated. In the real world, people are competing to survive. In the real world, somebody else's survival can mean personal destruction, personal extinction. It can mean your removal from existence, somebody else's existence. Sometimes on purpose, sometimes by accident. There's limited resources, or we perceive limited resources, so we fight for what there is. Let's really talk about world peace though, seriously. We'll start with a giant oversimplification of biology. Even if we go down to the atomic level, nope, I can't speak on this. I have no knowledge. No solid knowledge to put out a podcast, not of this. No, so no atomic level, maybe biological. Let me see. Bacteria's cells, multicellular organisms. Every living thing is made up of multiple other living things smaller than itself. So these living things, these cells, it doesn't matter where they are, if they're in a or what kind of cells they are. Well, it does matter, obviously, and it does matter where they are too, because that depends how they survive. Okay, but these cells, these little pockets, these little bags of life, these little beings, tiny little unthinking, maybe people assume, these little things that exist in our reality, that we consider the building blocks for life, cells, whatever. I know I sound like an idiot talking about this, but you know what I'm trying to get at. These things fight for survival even on their level. There isn't peace at the cellular level. Cells get hijacked. Viruses, different organisms get inside them and use their bodies for a different purpose. The existence of these conflicting beings on such a fundamental level of life, I think that contributes to the reason why it's so difficult for us to achieve world peace. I know it sounds stupid and crazy, but I think all of these, you know, the saying, as above, so below, it's turtles all the way down. I'm just babbling shit right now. I'm just saying, if you pay really close attention, the larger organisms mimic the smaller fundamental organisms in different ways. Because they're composed of them. The smaller organism, like, it seems obvious. Anyway, there's conflicts at the building blocks of life, at that level. So we need more tools to help correct the behaviors of that level, or to modify the behaviors, right? So what happens is these simple organisms, these building blocks of life, start coming together in groups. And these groups, they perform a function. The groups do something that the individual cell might not have been able to do on its own, or it wouldn't have been able to do on its own. It needed the power of the group. The group got together and made a kidney, or it made a fucking skin tissue, or it made a ligament, or it made a piece of your heart. I don't know. These groups work together to do something collectively that could not have been done individually. Does that sound familiar? Don't we do this at a human level too? With our brains and companies and shit, we prepare ourselves for whatever role we want to take, and we go partner with like-minded individuals who are working towards the same goal, and that goal wouldn't be achieved without each and every one of those individuals taking part of something that's bigger than them. Well, same thing on the cellular level, right? Like, these parallels, they're everywhere. You see them everywhere. You just gotta look. And the point I'm trying to make is our conflict up here is a parallel of those conflicts down there too, because the same
life, all life faces the same fundamental problem. It's finite. So what it tries to do is it tries to make copies of itself. Because even though the copies have a finite duration, if the copies keep getting made, the organism, the group, the collective life survives. It goes on. And the more diverse the groups, the more likely life is to continue. But when the groups get diverse, I think that's a good thing, because then they need different resources to continue. So it's more likely that they can coexist because they're relying on different things. When there's too many relying on the same thing, that's when there's issues up here, at least in the human world. When resources are limited, or when there's a scarcity on something that we want, or that a lot of people deem valuable. Maybe like an attractive mate, or a certain spot to build your house, or a certain spot to build your city, or a certain spot to build your country. Maybe that spot's more desirable because there's more food that grows there naturally, and we don't know how to make other spots desirable, so let's take over this one. It's already desirable. That's limited, so we fight for it. These conflicts come out of scarcity, or a perception of scarcity, or a fear of, I think it's a fear. A fear that you won't survive. So it all comes from a fear of death. So as long as we keep fearing death, peace is not possible. I think that's the conclusion I came to today. That should be enough. I'll keep thinking about this one. I like this topic. I never recorded myself speaking on it, but I really like this topic, and I'll develop it. I want to develop this one. I don't like that conclusion. Well, I do like that conclusion. I agree with it. I came up with it. But I think that I'm missing a lot. That seems too simple. There can't be world peace if everybody fears death. I think there can be world peace. Let me see. I'll make the argument on the other side. If we want world peace, we need to get over the individual. We need to get over our individualism. It's important. Okay, look, it's important. We need everybody to be who they are to its maximum potential. Whatever it is that you are, be it as much as you fucking can, as frequently as possible, and you'll be the best that you can be at that thing. Okay? First step, be what you are to the best of your fucking abilities, and don't be scared. Don't be scared. So shit happens. Okay, hold on. We'll take it in steps. The point of being who you are, or what you are, to your maximum ability is so that you can contribute your gift to the world. You can contribute whatever it is you are. That's a gift to the world. That's a gift from, I don't know from where, from the universe, from life, from the beginning of reality, of existence. I don't know where this gift comes from, where all these gifts come from, because we're out there, we're all gifts. As corny as this sounds, it's fucking magical. It's scary. You are what you are. You are who you are. You have to do your thing. Whatever is in you, you have to bring it out into the world. And sometimes the thing that I bring out into the world affects other things that already exist in that world. Some things positively, some things negatively. Now, we all have to work around ourselves to make these things fit. That's where our brains come in. That's why we've been evolving such complicated shit, right? Minds to rationalize, to plan, to get better, to improve. There's different ways of thinking. Different organisms do it in different ways. I think it's just organizing yourself, being able to organize yourself, or to give yourself some sort of direction. Anyway, we have that, and we need to use it. Some of us, or some people, have a greater capacity than others. Like, it isn't fair. Just, it's all random. There isn't a fairness to this game.
Or maybe there is, that we don't see it, or we can't see it. It balances out in some way or another.
All I'm saying is, if there's gonna be world peace, everyone has to bring out what they have, and we all have to make it fit with what already exists. And if it doesn't fit, then we just have to let it be, and eventually it'll fit somewhere. I think that's how we get world peace. There's other problems, obviously. So you're doing the things to the best of your ability, and you have bad luck. You were driving, your tire popped, you hit a wall, your car fucking blew up, you fucked up your back, and you got a few concussions, so brain damage in the near future, and you're sick. You have a terminal illness. That's not fair. That shit just happens in different degrees, but you get the point I'm trying to make. So people go through this, and some people feel slighted or angry. At what? At who? Where do we turn this anger? This isn't fair. Why is this happening? happening to me. We turn the anger on each other. I want you to feel how I feel. Why do you get to feel good? Why do I have to feel like shit? So here we start threatening our world peace. How do we overcome this one? Community, maybe? This is where other people who have gone through the same thing you have come in. Other people who felt that pain because they went through the same shit and it wasn't fair for them either. And some people felt that pain and they felt, you know what? I deserve this shit. And that pain changed them into something else, into something good. And the ones that were doing good, the pain changed them into something bad. Or sometimes it turns them into something stronger. That's the thing. That's where the community comes in. That's where the experiences that others have lived through, that's where that helps you. That's where they say, hey, it's not anybody's fault. This just happens. And you have to learn to, I know it's stupid to say, like, you can't say this to somebody in a bad situation, but if you're in a situation like that, you have to come to terms. You have to accept what you have. You have to accept what you have and you have to try to move forward. It's that personal strength. We have to teach more personal strength. That's hard too because of just hormones and
different body chemistries, different brain chemistry, different everything.
But you have to learn to accept what you have and work to improve. And you can't take the bad luck personally because it just happens. Sometimes you can fix it. Sometimes you're causing your misfortune. Sometimes it's out of your hands. If it's out of your hands, you have to accept what you have and you got to move forward. That's hard to do. That's fucking hard to do. But you have to do it. It's for world peace. I think we could get world peace. Okay, I'll continue this one later. We'll make another one on world peace. Thanks, guys.